This is
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded,
the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.
Yeah, often people's first encounter with a new partner actually happens over the phone now rather than in person. So I think you kind of feel each other out, right?
Yeah. See if they even know how to sext. Like, none of this smiley face
stuff. I use a
lot of...
Too
many smiley emojis will turn a girl off.
I use a lot of GIFs. Is that okay?
I like using the water drop emoji.
No.
What's wrong with that?
Lisa.
It's funny. They'll just, like, say something sexy, and then all you have to write back are, like, water emojis.
No. Eggplant.
Not eggplant.
We did find some good tips online. A sex therapist says the best method is to imagine the first meeting with the other partner and then to get into descriptive detail on what you think will happen. Okay, let me try. Dang, girl, can't wait to see you and get a little too excited and then not perform because I got too excited. So you don't want to do that. I would say, like, in the perfect scenario, what you envision the meeting to be like, unless you're really weird. Like, you can't be like, dang, can't wait to see you. I'm bringing my four miniature ponies or whatever, you know?
I would hope to God you do not sext like that.
No, I'm saying don't do that.
Okay. How do you get better at sexting if you've been in like a 6-year relationship? How do you keep things spicy? Here's my tip, guys. Send her a picture of you folding her laundry. She'll be home in 2 minutes and it's on.
No, she'll wait at least 12 minutes until the laundry's done being folded.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
The summer of covers. I love it.
Yeah, me too.
There are some jams being released as of late. Like we said, Con Calma kind of kicked it off.
Yeah.
When you're like, what, are they actually covering Snow? Informer, here's just a piece of it. I'm sure you've heard it. But... All right, so that was more of like just a sample. A sample rather than a full cover.
Yeah.
Higher Love, they tracked down audio of Whitney Houston had recorded, what, the Eric Clapton song?
Yep.
And then Kygo did the remix of it, so that's making some noise. Here's a bit of that. So good,
it's
right?
Kygo can make any song 10 times better. If you enjoy listening to music like that, sometimes Tycho puts that into the 107-minute hot mix that starts at 4 o'clock every day on our station.
You have a pretty big crush on Kygo, too, don't you?
Oh, he's a babe.
All right. Next up, this one we actually had somebody call us about earlier this morning.
Mm-hmm. I think it was Eric.
Yeah.
I recognized his voice. I could be wrong, though.
And said, you guys got to check this out. Lana Del Rey did a cover of Sublime that's making some noise. Check it.
Summertime, and the living's easy. Rallies on the microphone with Ross MG. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC.
So good, right?
I think every time I think of Lana Del Rey, I just think, like, she is the definition of sex appeal. Like, she's so talented and so cool.
I think the reason covers do so well is because you're already familiar with the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then the new twist, you just get to really enjoy the vibes because you already know the lyrics to sing along with, especially this one.
Now, you started playing this in the studio, and I was like, I know this song. What song is this? And I love that, too, where your brain starts working. You're like, who sings this originally?
So Lucy Schwartz and Adam Neely have done the cover of this. I'll let you try to figure out what it is, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
sing along to a cover when you don't know how they've rearranged it. You really wrecked that.
Did I? I look like the fourth Hanson brother.
Yeah, you don't sound like it.
Hot 107.
Dating is expensive, and maybe that's the reason why you start talking to somebody on a dating app, but they never actually go through with meeting up with you and taking you for a drink?
Wow, that sounds personal.
Oh.
Yes, no, you're right, though. 30% of millennials think dating has become so expensive that they avoid it at all costs.
It's so crazy to think that, like, drink special nights at pubs are like $5.75. I'm like, what? Back in my day, cheap drink nights, it was a toonie.
Okay, I went to like a place that's notoriously reasonably priced the other day.
Okay.
Like a breakfast all day type place.
Uh-huh.
They're charging like $18 for sandwiches now too.
Oh yeah.
It is too expensive.
It's too expensive.
Now, these suggestions that we have rolling in these stories usually aren't the first date. I think you'll have to buck up for the first date.
You got to impress them. But then, charge it. Put it on your credit card.
Like some of these, if you tried to do this for the first date, like they wouldn't show up. For example, sampling at Costco.
What if they pulled out a coupon on a first date?
A coupon or a gift card? I don't know.
Is it sexy that they're frugal? Would you be like, wow, this person knows how to save money, I'm in? Or would you be like, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't spend money.
Oof. Who's talking like that?
I don't know. That was just my impression of a random.
But yeah, Costco sampling is one of the suggestions we got. And
it's
that's
so good.
What I do with my daughter almost every Thursday. She's got singing lessons. I've got an hour to kill after I pick her up from school. This is during the school year. And it's too expensive to like go mini golfing or go-karting or every week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've started going just sampling.
And you know what? That's such a great memory for her when she gets older. She'll always think of you when she's going to Costco for samples. That's fun. I love that.
All right.
We got some texts about IKEA, going there for $1 ice cream, walking around. Also a great time.
Other than you get lost.
Yes.
Like, that's the once you're in, you can't get out.
No,
so
you're
the
like,
date's
what?
Going
what do you
bad?
Mean? I can't turn around.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else follows YEG Date Night, but I do on Instagram, and it's a great source for finding out what deals are going on, where you should be going that night. It's pretty awesome.
780-784-7107. Matt, what do you got?
Order with some friends, bike, take your dog for a walk, and there's your date.
All right.
I love it.
Or like if you don't have a friend that has a bike, you could just borrow someone else's bike as long as you put it back.
Or if you don't have a dog, you could borrow someone's dog.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, get at us with your self-care fails. I'll be honest, I was a little in doubt of this topic idea, but the text line's lit.
It happens to all of us. You try to relax, you go, you take care of yourself, and something always goes horribly wrong.
I was getting a massage in Hawaii. Yeah, I'm fancy.
Whoa, rich.
My parents paid for the trip.
Oh.
Anyway, and they had like a heavy sandbag or something that you put your hands in. She dropped it right on my goodies, and I had to sit up and take like a minute because my cramps were so bad.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good time.
So is that like a self-care fail?
That's a perfect story.
I got another one coming up about acupuncture yesterday.
Your first experience with acupuncture. Yeah. Congrats. Yesterday I was showering and I bought Spectro Gel, which is a facial cleanser, and I only use it in the shower because it's just like a lazy way to like get my makeup off and stuff. But I've had it for so long because I use just the smallest amount and I rarely use it because I'll shower at the gym and stuff. But when I do shower at home, that's what I use. Anyway, my eyes were closed. I'm rubbing it on my face, trying to get my mascara off. And I look down at my hands and there's like a little bit of black and I'm like, whatever, it's just my mascara. Pump a little bit more with my eyes closed, rub it on again, look down. I'm like, no, that's a lot of black. The Spectro Gel?
Molded?
Molded and turned black. I'm talking tar black. And it was getting up my nose. My mouth was open a little bit. I was gagging in the shower and I just like threw it across the bathroom. Landed in the garbage can. No big deal. I was like, Kobe. But at the same time, I was like, that was the most disgusting thing I've ever done. Even for a second, I did think that you were pranking me, that you guys put something in my face wash. But just an FYI, if you have a facial cleanser that's been around for a couple months, maybe check it before you use it. It was a clear gel before, and then it was just black. It was so disgusting.
That's a good piece of advice for anything that's been around a few times or for a while.
Go get checked.
Get checked. 780-784-7107. What do you got for us?
I would like to talk to you about the first and last time I got a Brazilian wax.
What happened?
It was awful.
I prefer the Argentinian wax, where they start a little bit lower.
What?
I just made that up. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so what happened?
Anyways, she was waxing me, and it hurt so bad. And then she's like, oh, you're a bleeder. And I'm like, what? Those aren't things you want to hear when you're, you know, somebody's waxing your hoo-ha.
You're a bleeder, huh?
It was awful.
One of my friends said that she went for a Brazilian wax, and the woman that was working on her complimented.
Which friend?
Ryder.
What?
Oh, my God.
But don't you think that's so weird? What a weird thing to say.
What a weird thing to say to. Who?
Brown sugar. She likes to call the show, yeah.
Apparently, there's a buzz around the internet that there's a new way you can hack into somebody's phone if they have their facial recognition technology turned on, which I've always found really odd.
It's creepy.
It's especially super accurate.
Well, yeah, you can open it from like weird angles too, like it knows your double chin angle.
You know how you know you're real hungover? When it doesn't work.
Ew.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta depuff those eyes, bro.
Gotta go watch.
You gotta ice your face.
All right, so I got your phone. It's your 5th year anniversary here on the station, so I thought to celebrate, I'd read some of your texts.
Yeah, like what? That doesn't even make sense.
I have a few options on how I can hack in using facial recognition technology.
Did you bring a horse tranquilizer to work?
No, I'm not gonna.
Well, how else are you gonna get in with facial recognition?
Okay, so option one is just a picture of you on the internet.
Oh, what? Is that a thing?
Yeah, and okay, no, we're unsuccessful on that. Let me just try one more time here. We all want me to read the text, right? No.
It's not working, hey? Okay. What's your other option here?
Notice to my left.
Yeah.
I brought your cardboard cutout in that we have here at the station, a life-size cardboard cutout. Of Lisa Evans. I think this one might work. Hold on a second here.
Oh, God. Just give this would be absolutely wild if you could hack into someone's phone using a picture of them.
All you need to do is get a life-size cardboard cutout on them.
Yeah, because that's not creepy.
No.
It's not working?
No.
What if you use, like, someone's boomerang or, like, a video of them?
Because
then it seems more realistic.
No, okay, I'll try one more time with this cardboard cutout, and I'll just move it around a bit.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, good luck.
Nothing.
I do look quite young in that cardboard cutout, though.
Okay, and finally, my last option, which just worked.
What?
I just watched you punch in your code to your phone.
Ryder, you know my passcode?
Now I do, yeah. So, last text. Is this allowed?
Can this be something that everybody does so I don't feel as awkward right now? Everybody, you have to write in right now what the last text you got was. New game on the show.
Okay.
And no lying either.
What did Ryder get you for your 5th anniversary on the station? And you said, what do you think? Nothing. And then a sad face. Well, joke's on you. I did get you something.
What'd you get me?
For 5 years of full time.
Oh my gosh. Lysol wipes? Do you just find those in the studio?
They're not even dried out yet. They're good ones. You're welcome. Have you ever gave someone a whole bunch of attitude and then immediately regretted it? 780-784-7107. Lisa got herself in trouble yesterday.
Yeah, so whenever I get really annoyed of an employee at work, I mean, we're here before everyone else, so it's super early, so we're extra cranky about something that goes wrong, and I always want to send out a really strong-worded email, and Ryder always stops me. He's like, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. If you wake up the boss with this email, he's not going to be happy with
you. Well, we talked about this yesterday. We didn't know what exactly had happened yet, but somebody took your headphones that even, like, have your name engraved on them.
Yeah.
Beautiful gift, by the way.
They were a beautiful gift.
You're welcome.
Why did you get me those? Was it Christmas?
I think so.
Yeah, because I got you just a little box of turtle chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
And I had already, like, eaten a couple out of
it,
too.
Yeah, that was great. But yeah, no, so you're really protective over these headphones.
Not necessarily protective, but at the same time, I'm like, it's just weird that they're missing. So did someone take them home? Am I never going to see them again? It was annoying. So I sent out an email, and I waited until our show was over. I sent it at 9:02. So you know it was on my mind all morning.
Once you calmed down a bit, yeah.
I said, whoever took my headphones, can you please put them back in my cubby? I was very cranky about them missing this morning. Luckily, I waited until I was calm to send this. They were a gift and very expensive. Please return with a chocolate bar. Thanks. Like, you can smell the attitude.
Yeah, you're sassy.
I'm so sassy.
I don't think that surprises anybody that listens to our show.
So I send out the email. I assume it's going to be Johnny Infamous. He takes everything.
Yeah.
Or maybe Jake Ryan. He's very forgetful. Sometimes he'll just pack things without knowing.
We've seen videos of Johnny Infamous, like, eating peanut butter that's not his with his hand in the studio, and he's just in the background doing it.
Yeah, that was my peanut butter.
Yeah, it's pretty disturbing stuff. So
anyway, so I was fired up. I just assume it's Johnny Infamous, which was rude of me, because guess who comes rolling into the studio after reading that email?
Tail between his legs.
Our boss.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who was more embarrassed. Him because he took them and forgot to return them, or me for being such a bee in this email, and then it's our boss?
He borrowed your headphones,
yeah. I felt so bad. So today I come into work, my headphones are here, and a huge chocolate bar is in my cubby.
But I told you, if you would have sent out that email at 5 a.m., there would have been swear words.
Yeah, I would have been fired.
You would have been threatening physically, and you can't take that back.
I know. So we're curious if you've ever given attitude and then instantly regretted it. Heat of the moment.
Like that time I gave the finger to another driver who cut me off. And then when I realized who I was giving the finger to, it was like a nice old 75-year-old lady who was just waving at me.
Oh, no.
5 years, half a decade. Man, were you young when you started here, hey?
When I started here, Ryder didn't know what Snapchat was. I had to teach him.
Yeah, well, I wish I wouldn't have wasted my time on it now that it doesn't matter again.
I know, it really doesn't. And it uses up so much data. I should just delete mine.
I went back and tracked down some of your biggest fails from the last 5 years.
Why would you do that? Not my biggest wins?
No, but I think what makes you so lovable to the audience is that you're so good at failing.
Okay.
Like, you own it when you screw up. You're really good at it.
You're right.
I mean, if you're going to be good at anything, obviously this wouldn't be your first choice, but it's still good.
I do, yeah. I like that us here at Hot 107, when we screw up, just are like, what?
You specifically.
We just admit that we screw up, whereas I think a lot of people are trained to just keep going and pretend it didn't happen. I never got that training. I didn't go to school.
Yeah, for those that don't know, I tracked Lisa down on Twitter. Didn't know she was from Edmonton. I was like, man, this girl's funny. Got her in once a week. She had aspirations to maybe be in radio someday, and she smashed it when given the opportunity, and have taken the ball and ran with it since. Congratulations.
Like, metaphorically, I don't run or play sports. So.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You can tell that from the first clip in the blooper reel when you tried to fight your way through this story. Here it is, guys. Enjoy.
Erik Karlsson is getting traded to the Sharks.
Nailed it.
I know. I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, who was he playing for before?
The Ottawa Hurricanes. I can't remember.
Ottawa gets a lot of hurricanes.
Ottawa! Westbound White Mud Drive at 159th Street. There's a stalled duck. I meant to say truck.
I was just trying to picture, like, is there a duck skateboarding out there that's just holding his trick?
It's because I was reading White Mud Drive, like DR, and then I saw truck.
Six stalled duck.
That's it. Oh, no. Yeah. No.
Oh,
yeah.
Is there a stalled loon out there? Toys R Us Canada opening an adult zone full of just your favorite childhood products. If there's no pogo ball that cuts your feet open when you jump on it with bare feet, I'm going to be pissed.
I want to play with a Playboy.
Game Boy, do you mean?
Oh, I meant to say Game Boy.
Okay, so camel milk, you're a no. Would you try it if it was free? And, like, chilled.
Maybe. I can't decide.
Great answer. Really compelling
stuff.
I'm
so riveting. This is why I have a full-time job here.
Takes a nap, wakes up, maybe. We're asking you an odd skill set you have that, like, maybe it's not helpful at all in your life, but you just know you're good at it. The one-handed clap is a text we got.
What does that mean?
Like, you snap it like that.
Ow!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my wrist!
This is
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded,
the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.